Okay, we are learning Sanhedrin chapter 7, Mishnah 3, and we've continued our description of the various ways that people can be put to death. And you'll see what I put in the link is not just a section of the Mishnah, but also some section from Masechet Sanhedrin in the Talmud. And in brief, this is what the Mishnah says. This is the procedure of those who are put to death by beheading. They cut off the head with the sword, as the government does, which is interesting all by itself. Rabbi Yehuda says, this is a disgrace. Rather, they lay his head on a block and cut it with a hatchet. They said to him, there is no death more disgraceful than this. And they go on to talk about strangulation, and basically it's just as bad. So this is the part I wanted to direct you in the Talmud, and it says the following. It's interesting, is they're imagining different ways that people can be killed, and in this case, they're talking about the idea of cutting someone in half, like down the center of someone's body. And it's interesting that the verse they come with is, Rabbi Nachman says, Rabba bar Avua says, the verse states, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Which means, this teaches that even with regard to a condemned prisoner, one should select a good, compassionate death for them, and cutting a person's body in half is not a compassionate manner of execution. I think two things. One is I think it's super fascinating that that we understand sort of that there are layers of ways that people's pain and death and compassion can fit in. And second, how often we use this verse to mean so many things. Rarely could I ever imagine that it was applied here, and yet here it is. And that is some Torah from this Mishnah from this evening.